Four cops has been charged with George Floyd's death. More details on dramatic issues. Dun, 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 dun. I am your host, Boss Wagorific. This is Dramatic Issues on the Double Trouble Drama Show. First cops has been charged with second degree murder, and the other three cops has been charged with second degree murder with aiding and abetting of George Floyd's death, as the first police officer kneels on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. 9 minutes as the police just watch, as the other police just watch and look helplessly, as other purposes were saying, "Come on, man, come on. You need to make sure, so you need to make him take him and him knee off and the man neck." But no, they won't do it. As George Floyd utter his word, "I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe," repeatedly countless of time, and then they call the paramedics and they say, "Turn him over, call the paramedics," and do some TPC or whatever, or some, and then they call him and put him on the stretcher and then whisk him to the hospital. There he pronounced dead. So second number two on the dramatic issues, 40 years in prison without no trial or conviction. The Jamaican system is getting mad. This is worse than the US. Oh God, a man named Neil Chambers was at the government pillager, scratches on all over his body, or cuts all over his body, served 9 and severe kidney infection. He deserved justice for Neville Chambers, who was an unsung man. And a vulnerable man as well. This cannot happen, and I'm fearing that there are more cases that is circulating in the herd, as the police of in the state ministry, minister of national security, the state minister of national security, come out and say a full audit need to be done in the prison, and how much person need to come out of jail, and them something there, which is right. Number three on the dramatic issues, her Coca-Cola shape was not enough. 21-year-old Coca-Cola shape who think that men will claim her, but they only want sex. My advice for you: go take in your education, go and go learn one skill. And then another for dramatic issues is she have children, but she don't have much help. As she married to this man who told her to go and sell. What? Me granny mama pupa shoota. What? He tell you to go and sell? What kind of man him be? No, son. They shot me to me aunt. No. So what she have to do, when she asks him for money, that is what she him told her, and she have to sell to put food on the table. Wow. This is shocking. Now I'm to these man nowadays. Now I'm not decency. No. You tell the man for go sell? No, sir. One person was saying that if I'm one girl was saying that if I'm me should have named in the comments, yeah, me should have would I charge when me a game to sell. I sell me, I sell a business, me be our own business, and that me I do I sell me I sell. When confession is good for the soul, it is really good for the soul. This is another dramatic issue. Number 5. Yeah, I got to tell you, my dear pastor, the my confession on the Star, that this is from the Star. As a woman who was in her late 20s when she was going to church, to decide just that she's going to stop because she don't want to play with her God, right? And the community, then one day a pastor come into our community and preach, point her out in the crowd and said, this destruction is going to reach her. Wow. And wow. So she quick go and get baptized, right? And she quickly go and get baptized. She was added to the church WhatsApp group when she was when they pray and have meeting of Bible scripture in the morning and etc. She was very active in the church. But one day her boyfriend come and call her and said, send me a sexy video. And she sent a naked video to the church WhatsApp group. But she was doing it so fast and sent it, and she pressed send. And she pressed send. Few minutes after, her pastor called her and said, what are you putting in the WhatsApp group? I was like, what? She was like, which video? Which way you talk about? And she was like, you put an inky video in WhatsApp. Oh, shit. It's my boyfriend to get it. And she was busy doing something else. Come on, people. I don't know what to say. Confession is good for the soul, and it's good for the soul, right? Indeed. And my confession is that you need to support the Double Trouble Drama Show by clicking like and comment and subscribe. Yeah, subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you go and do that. It is the Double Trouble Drama Show on all social, on Twitter and Instagram. On Snapchat is the Troubler, and Facebook and YouTube is the Double Trouble Drama Show, and also on Twitter is the Double_Drama POD. Yes, so make sure you go and check it out. Police brutality needs to stop, period. And this is Blazing Topic on the Double Trouble Drama Show. And I'm your host, Boss Swaggerific. I got to tell you, people, now we're going to talk about the issue of police brutality in detail. Now, I give you a little snap of it in dramatic issues. Now, I'm going to divulge into it more. So, police brutality, or first topic, we're going to talk about Susan Bogle, although it was not by the police, it was by the JDF soldier in Jamaica, decided to kill a disabled woman by giving her one shot in her leg, and as she bawl out and scream, and then they give her two more shots. The JDF soldier give her two more shots and decide to kill her, so that he do not have nobody, no evidence, and the woman, he want to shut up the woman, and that needs to stop. Police brutality, the military brutality needs to end. When will it end? We need to have an ending of this, because it cannot happen no more. Black Lives Matter, me and your black in Jamaica, we all are we black. So why police need to kill off each other? Why gunmen need to kill off each other? In downtown Kingston, it's going on a rampart. Who for want to take over the extortion to work to get money? It needs to end now, once for all. And I'm calling on all the policemen to wear body cameras. Body cameras needed. The JDF soldier need body cameras as well. And I'm saying that how you decide to kill. Look at, suppose that it was your mother and you decide to shoot this your mother who is a disabled
That only that this that for JDS soldier to lose him job instantly, go to jail instantly, and face death penalty instantly. No, you're not going to get first degree murder with death penalty. Plus, you're going to serve your life in jail forever. Any JDF soldier or policeman who kill anybody, and I'm calling on the government to make sure that when a police is in a shootout or kill or themselves shootout or kill an innocent citizen, needs to face the full brunt of the law, because it does not make no sense killing an elderly woman. Come on, man. What in your heart? Your heart is so heartless. If you kill her accidentally, report it. And then you're doing a cover up by dragging her body, kick the back fence, and then drag her body through the back fence so nobody see, you know. And then there was a protest and riot. This day need Susan Bogo need justice. The Prime Minister has spoken with the Sun about that there will be no cover-up and there will be full investigation about the JDF soldier encounter with the Susan Bogo. She's disabled. What? Oh, she got away name there. She no have nothing. Yeah, why you did not open the door and search her room or anything like that? But you have to kill her, innocent old woman, kill her. Like, this is rubbish, man. This is upsetting me the most. Over years, when they was going to find Dudus, they killed 70 people and more. And there I'm like, this need to end. When it's going to need to end? America is taking up and I say Black Lives Matter. Paint Black Lives Matter in front of the White House street, leading up to the White House street, and say Black Lives Matter. We are important. You need to address the importance of Black Lives Matter. But oh, President Trump, strip him gears to something else. Police brutality needs to stop. Whether it's the police or whether it's the military, their brutality needs to stop. Stop the injustice. And the matter of fact, speaking about injustice, now let's look at a man who is in jail for 40 years. Now tell me, a man who named Neol Campbell have been in jail for 40 years with the correction and they still follow another police rank, but they are not police, they are correctional officers. And you treat this man and the justice system has failed us. The justice system, the court system, all the system has been failing us because of this inhumane. Find Inicop report saying that this man has facing bedsore. Bugs on his bed. His skin and bone, down to skin and bone. Oh my God, sufferation, inhumane. And nobody decides, or the family member not decided to come out and speak about it. I hear that the family member wrote countless amount of letters about it. Come on, man. Having had the general pleasure and for 40 years without no conviction, it's very upsetting. What kind of inhumane and injustice, and justice for Chambers, he need justice as well as Susan Bogo also need justice as well. And now we're going to look at George Floyd. He also needs justice. A white cop decided to put his knee on his neck, and it is impression of slavery mentality. And we need to support each other when it's come and like the protest, woolly protest in America. We need in Jamaica to have a lot of protests, a massive protest about the injustice of Susan Bogo and the man who is in being prison for 40 years without no child. And there's more person who in jail for more than 30 years without no child. They need to be released. If you have nothing against them, you need to release. They need to release. It's supposed Dexter that did not have money, back money, strong money against him and all of this. And the injustice and nothing like that. He will be in prison by the Governor General pledger for more for only 20 years too. So the injustice of innocency, the injustice of this court system, and it is such in it is just I don't know, I cannot find the words to express myself about the injustice that we are facing as black people, and our own black people love to sell us out to what? Sell us out because they want to feel better, they want to feel this, they want to feel that. And we are talking about the injustice and the brutality of police men and women and the army alike decide to feel like the importance of this injustice and inhumane. What we need to do is to correct our system. And my solution, if you have these prisoners who have been in jail for 30 years without no trial or conviction, you need to release them and put them in a home or a facility to take care of them, or release them with their family members so they can take care of them because of the injustice. If you know, I'm not charging again. And this Neil Campbell man was unsung man. He commit a crime or maybe not commit a crime, and it's very unsound to plead to guilty or not guilty because it's unsound. And mental issue and mental counseling need to take in place, like the Bellevue Hospital, them lock it down and all that kind of something. They need to take their medication. They need to look after the mental people, the homeless people, which is another topic about Jamaica and caring less about the less fortunate because they don't have a voice. And here I am using my platform so we can have more discussion like this, and how we can correct the injustice of the brutality of against our police officers them and military soldiers them, that it needs to stop. It needs to end. We cannot take it no more, and there's no way we're going to take it no more. And I'm saying, look at a son who have been through struggles, brought his way up to university and all of them something there and being successful, and the Prime Minister, commend the Prime Minister for saying that there is no cover-up is going to be in place. The JDF have come out and written a statement that the bulletin testing on all guns in procedure will be test, and INDICOM will launch an investigation into it. We kudos about that, but the woman did not have to dead in the first instance. If soldier has come out and speak about the police brutality and all of them something there, about not about the police brutality, they come out and say that the police, the JDF will remove from frontline duty to be office duty until the trial has come up, and then they will take it from there. Which are kudos, are congrats the JDF soldier for that. Remove them from frontline duty. And that is what we need to have in Jamaica. When a police has been kill an innocent person, you remove them from frontline duty until the court finalize a decision that they are guilty of these charges or not guilty of these charges, once they support evidence. And that's why one person was saying to me that why the JDS soldier killed Sultan Bogo, because he do not want to have no evidence, or he do not want her to appear in court and tell her that the JDS soldier shoot her. So that's why the JDF soldier killer. But I'm saying, if you're supposed to kill your mother in that way, how would you decide to kill your mother, or how would you feel to shoot your mother accidentally? Because it was accident, and then you could have just spared her life, and then this brutality with George Floyd. Now this white cops remain have his knees on his neck for 9 minutes, and all his ball out. I can't breathe. And you don't do nothing. The other rookie never do nothing. Nobody no do nothing. 2 police show up on the scene and nothing was done. Nothing. Half I'm not resist, not arrest. Half I'm not do this. Half I'm not do that. And I see a video on Twitter where a police kill a man, and what they do is just put them in a vehicle. Now the police jeep back, lifeless, so bleeding out. Not even decide to rush him to hospital. And I've heard that what they do, they circulate him in the vehicle to make sure him dead, and then carry him hospital. Where I carry him hospital go? Have I'm dead? No. Like, this thing needs to stop. We cannot take it no more. And what you need to do is to hold these police officers and soldiers accountable for their reckless action, for their heartless action. Yes, me know soldier training tough and not hard, but oh my, suppose it was one of your family member, how would you feel? How would you react? Make them dead, sir? I rush them out to a hospital. No, rush them out to a hospital and save them and try to spare them life. Because you have no right to take another man's life. You don't have no right. You never birth them. You never push them out. You never feel them belly. You never feel them mother belly pain. You never do nothing to them. You never do this. You never carry them in the world for 9 months. And that is why we need to have a legislation to correct these things. We need to amend these legislation to correct these things. Once a police or soldier kill anybody, whether it is in Jamaica, overseas, held them accountable. And I'm kudos for the 4 officers that are held accountable, that are facing degree charges, second murder degree charges. The first officer should get first degree charges. The other 3 officers should get second degree charges with aiding and abetting. That they get with the aiding and abetting. But the first officer who has his knee on George's neck gets second degree murder. The family member want more, and I want more for George Floyd, because it does not matter. Him not resist, not arrest. Him not do nothing. You make sure these things happen so that these things can be accountable. We need more police officers, more soldiers, more likely more police officers to held accountable for their action. And that's why you have Indicom. And Indicom, although them say, oh, police are bad when Indicom come on the scene. What you bad for? If you do something crucial or heartless, you need to face the consequences, and you need to face the indiscipline and the action that is going to. You need to face your consequences. Whether the ones they always say, you have an action comes to a reaction, then you face the consequences. Your action determine your reaction, and your reaction determine your consequences. And that is what police need to face. When that's why you get a you don't like police, you know, because when them hear police, them run. Because there's no relationship built, there's no trust built within the community service and community building with the police and the community is not that strong. So them can't trust nobody, because the police is corrupt more than like the soldier, the gangster and them people there. Them in a corruption. So there's nothing corruption unless we see accountability in Jamaica and in the over and worldwide. There are accountability over worldwide, but more need to be accountable in Jamaica. The law enforcement and personnel need to feel accountable and say, yes, we need to feel accountable. And that is on your show. It is the Blazing Topic. And I'm your host, Boss Horrific. It is the Double Trouble Drama Show. Check me out on all social, the Double Trouble Drama Show _ on Instagram _ and Facebook and YouTube, Double Trouble Drama Show. And Twitter is the Troubler. And trending Snapchat, Snapchatty is the _ drama POD. Make sure you check me out and follow me on all social.